Coach, congratulations. What a win for your team. And, you know, it's been a tough sledding here in this month of January and February, and this is a huge win for you guys to ride some momentum into postseason play.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's a heck of a team. I thought our guys did a pretty darn good job of playing defense. I mean, there was a couple slip-ups, but, you know, the big difference was first game to this game was our rebounding. Yep. We really challenged them, you know, to compete on the boards and not give them second, third chance opportunities. And that's pretty tough when you got Lincoln Cure's athleticism and their length mm-hmm. down there. So I was very proud of our guys. And, it was a great atmosphere. But, you know, a tough last few weeks. But, I mean, in our league, that's what you get. You get good coach teams. You get good players. And it's a challenge each and every night. And we kind of, you know, we kept finding our way on the short side of things. And mm-hmm. I thought tonight when when things got tight as they were, you know, for 32 minutes, I thought we just did a better job of getting the ball down into Jackson and letting him go to work. And early on, that mm-hmm. ended up with a whole bunch of Avery back cuts, and mm-hmm. and he stayed really active. So he did a very good job, but very, very happy for our guys to get this one going into sub-state.
Absolutely. And, you know, you guys set the tone right away. It was really Avery and Jackson that were your scorers in the first quarter, and even for the first half. Eloy really stepped up big in the second quarter, scoring with that. He had a couple of threes. He had your only three – or two of your three – yeah, two – both threes of the night.
Yeah, I thought early on we took some threes mm-hmm. that were I thought we were sped up, and usually you don't shoot the ball mm-hmm. very well when you're sped up, even if you're not the one that's actually sped up. It just has that kind of feel to the ball. And so I thought we did a really good job of actually not settling for some of those shots. I think we had some opportunities to maybe get it in there or to shoot a couple mm-hmm. of more threes. But I'll tell you, when we actually run our offense, which we actually put in Friday, so it's still a work in progress. But, I mean, they did a very good job of denying our stagger. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you're strong and you can get open and get the ball reversed, you've got Jackson one-on-one in the post. And those are the things that we've got to do more often. We'll be pretty darn tough to beat. But, what a heck of a game. I mean, and a state-ranked team who – you know, in my opinion, is going to do some damage in sub-state and you know, state, because they've mm-hmm. got the tools, they've got the size, and very well coached. So for our guys to come out, you know, last regular season game, senior night, was very, very impressive.
Yeah, and, you know, you had the lead for most of that ball game, and in the fourth quarter, Goodland made their runs there. They took a couple leads there in the fourth quarter. And, you know, in most games this year, when in that situation, mm-hmm. you guys would panic, and you guys didn't.
No, I mean that's part of the you know, the grind going through this league, is you got to find a way to finish a game, and with some of the teams we have, I mean, it's really tough. I thought we did a very good job of guarding their initial action and made them, you know, kind of just settle into kind of a flow offense where we didn't have to run through, you know, screen mm-hmm. after screen. We weren't chasing back cuts, and again though the mm-hmm. The decision making by our guys was better tonight, that's something that's got to continue to be there, because now, you know, you get that win or go home type atmosphere and game. And I thought Jackson was very assertive trying to get the ball down mm-hmm. low. I thought he was really demanding it, and our guards and all of our guys were doing a good job of looking, because I think they're starting to realize that if they get the ball into Jackson's hands, there's multiple people paying attention mm-hmm. to him, and it opens up so many more opportunities for guys like Avery and Camden and Alex that cut really well. Mm-hmm. Camden makes a great back cut. We got downhill off of a good screen, and Brooks found him right there in the third quarter to end the third quarter, I believe. And so these guys just have to know what they're capable of and look to excel in that role.
You had to think after a while, Goodland all of a sudden got 7 in a row from Brady Brumbaugh in the fourth mm-hmm. quarter there, and you're thinking, it's Groundhog Day all over again from first time around.
We made that decision early on. I like Sage in the half court against him. Mm-hmm. Once it turned into more of a full court, especially in transition, we just made the decision to put Avery on him. Mm-hmm. After he got those 7 points, we got a foul down here and had an opportunity to make that switch. And then, you know, with Avery, I mean, it's just – physicality 101, mm-hmm. you know. So he did a great job, and Avery's fast and long and strong, so He did a good job of running through screens and did a very good job of contesting everything that Brady got.
You get to 10 wins, 10-10. As tough as schedules has been, you were so close in a lot of those games. You've won some big games, but to get to 10-10 with how the schedule is put together, the grind it's been probably since, late January, starting at Hayes all the way to here, just the grind. You have to like where your team is at right now.
Oh, I do. I always have. And, the hard part that we've talked about is getting guys to continue to show up to practice with good attitudes, good energy, and willing to accept coaching and get better. Because when you do come up short, and a lot of games were very close that we came up on the short end, it's tough. Mentally, it's exhausting. Because you're just thinking about every little thing that, could have, should have, would have happened. So I like where our guys are at. I'm seeing different guys each night, it seems like, really show up. And that's just a pat on the back to all of them for continuing to work hard and showing up with good attitudes.
Well, a week off here, and it's going to be weird not having two games in a week. But next week, it's going to be Wednesday for you guys. Probably more than likely, I would say actually 100% likely you're going to be on the road, whether you're a 12, whether you're 11 or a 10, but you're on the road to start sub-state play, and whoever it is, it'd be nice to get a little bit of a rest and get fired up for sub-state.
Yeah, we got to still continue to build on what we were trying to implement and put in. We've got to get fresh and we've got to get healthy, and we're pretty healthy right now, as healthy as we can be. But yeah, some much needed rest. We need to get a lot of shots up in the next day or so, and just continue to, go to work, because this is a fun group to be around.
Yes.
And they've got good attitudes. They're somewhat funny in the right moments, but they're a really good group, and I know how much they want it. All of them do, so they're willing to do whatever we ask in order to, get to where we want to be. So it's postseason basketball time. It's a fan favorite. It's one of my favorite times of the year. So we need to get after it and continue to get better.
Congratulations on the win, Coach. Enjoy this, and I guess we'll probably talk again tomorrow. Can you believe that?
Oh, radio show.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Let's do it.
See what we didn't cover tonight.
All right. Thanks again, Coach.
Yeah. Thanks.